Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yeah, that leads us into our food time segment for today. The Chicago Tribune just listed what they say are the best, what is the best corned beef in Chicago. And Louisa Chu got the assignment to visit restaurants in Chicago that serve corned beef. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you so much, Dean. And I have to put everybody, I give everybody off the hook at the Tribune. It's really just kind of what I say are the 17 best corned beef right now.
That's okay.
So feel free to disagree.
You represent the Chicago Tribune
on
this very important matter. What an assignment, though, just to go around and eat corned beef.
Yeah, you know, and again, I have to say I foolishly volunteered to do it because, you know, like a lot of people, I've been on a years-long quest for the best corned beef. You know, who doesn't want corned beef? And at first, exploring them for Jewish delis and then realizing that it kind of goes across so many different cultures in Chicago.
Right.
And, yeah, so no, it wasn't that hard. It was pretty good.
I did this many years ago because when I came back from New York a long time ago and had a corned beef, like at the Carnegie Deli or the Stage Deli, both are now closed. Katz's, which is still open, and you can't even get in to get a corned beef or a pastrami there. The corned beef is different there. It's so melt in your mouth there, generally. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between that and Chicago-style corned beef?
Well, number one, we're more of a corned beef town. They're more of pastrami towns, and they tend to be a lot more fatty, which means it kind of melts in your mouth. When it cooks down, all that fat and collagen and connective tissue kind of like melts together, which has kind of become a little bit less of a trend for some people here in Chicago. Even though we've stayed true to corned beef, some people want it leaner. But at some of the really good places, you can get it, you can ask for it fattier. So, you know, just about all the places that I mentioned, you can ask for it fattier and get that really melt-in-your-mouth kind of corned beef that you like.
Not to mention that those New York corned beef sandwiches were about as big as your head.
Right,
They were ridiculously big. No normal human person could possibly eat a sandwich. It's no exaggeration. It's a foot high.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And with prices to match, you know, real estate prices to match. Whereas here we kind of have, you know, it's not an inexpensive sandwich for some of the best ones, but they're pretty good deals. And, you know, and I mean, don't get me wrong, the giant overflowing sandwich at Manny's, you could pretty much split amongst like two or three adults too. But you know, we kind of are a little more down to earth and realistic here in Chicago.
Okay, so how did you judge the corned beef here in Chicago?
Well, at first I thought it was all about the meat. And so, of course, the corned beef meat is a big part of it. It's a big deal. But then, really, when it came down to it, it became like a whole thing. It was a holistic corned beef kind of experience. And so, you know, we tend to like, you know, as you were saying, kind of some of the leaner ones. But the ones that I really like are the ones that, you know, balance the lean and the fat. And then also, especially if they've got condiments on it, you know, if it's just mustard, which is really the classic, you know, corned beef and mustard on rye bread. And then sometimes I also included, you know, the Reubens. So if they really did a nice job with the Reuben, and then the bread. Sometimes it's just really super soft and warm, like you could just like wrap yourself around it like a big comforter.
Always rye bread?
Oh, you know, actually, in my quest, I kind of usually went with rye bread, but would defer if people suggested, you know, if the restaurants or the server said, you know, you should really try. So I have on there, I think, a couple of maybe my honorable mentions had a challah bread, but typically it's rye, sometimes seeded rye, and sometimes marble rye, and sometimes just soft, sometimes toasted or grilled. But you know, generally speaking, corned beef with mustard on rye.
Yeah, I met somebody last night, first time in my life, I think, who hates rye bread.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how do you hate rye? How does anybody hate rye bread? I don't like rye bread. She had a corned beef sandwich last night on a bagel.
Yeah, well,
that's how she likes it. So, hey, to each their own, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I got to say, I included actually a corned beef on rye bagel sandwich from the famous New York Bagel and Bialy up in Lincolnwood on Toohey. And so, you know, it's kind of, with people who tend to be super tasters, rye, the caraway seeds, is kind of like cilantro. It's a particular kind of aroma.
Love it or hate it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very, very, you know, like, very, very visceral.
Yeah, very polarizing. So let's not start at the top of the list. list.
Oh, right.
But here's one that I found really interesting on your list. That's a corned beef, but it's a Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
That very high quality beef that you pay a lot of money for if you have a steak or burger with Wagyu beef. Where did you find that?
So that was actually at City Mouse Restaurant in the Ace Hotel. It's in the West Loop neighborhood. And Chef Pat Sheeran, Irish-American, Chicagoan, does a beautiful job with all different types of cuisine. And it was a really beautiful sandwich, as you can probably tell from the pictures that I have on there in the story. It was really beautiful. I got to say that the fries might have actually stolen the show on that one. You know, the beef was really terrific. I don't think he necessarily needed the beef. And I kind of said that, I think that might have been more of a menu status symbol than anything else, because great corned beef was kind of started with, like, you know, the breaking down the cheap cuts of
less than quality cuts of beef that you cook the heck out of until they turn into corned beef.
exactly. But it was a beautiful sandwich. It was really nicely balanced, and I think that was definitely a part too where all of the elements of the sandwich, including his, you know, his aioli and then the house-made sauerkraut, all really made that sandwich so much more than just the meat itself, which was, you know, which if you like Wagyu beef, that's nice.
Okay, let's get further into the list when we come right back. 312-981-7200. Here's a text saying, best corned beef sandwich is at Maury's in Hyde Park.
Yeah.
On 55th Street.
Yep. That was one of my top 17. I loved Maury's too. And of all people, so Maury Orman is the dad of Susie Orman.
That's what it says here in the text. Yeah.
And apparently, the legend has it, she worked there, and that's maybe where she first learned about her financial...
selling corned beef sandwich.
Exactly.
Who knew that this financial empire would begin with a corned beef sandwich?
I know. And it was a beautifully made sandwich. It's actually become a hub of the African American community in Hyde Park. And so the young man who made my sandwich, you know, you walk in there and it looks kind of like a corner store now. You know, it doesn't look that promising in terms of corned beef. And the way he made it was so beautiful. The way the pink ribbons of corned beef were layered on there. So that was like a super simple classic sandwich and terrific, really wonderful sandwich. So I totally agree.
708 area code says Manny's Deli is the best.
Oh yeah,
in the South Loop, corned beef on an onion roll, split pea soup, potato pancake, Jello for dessert. It's got the whole menu laid out here. But at Manny's, they do make a good corned beef sandwich. I think that might be my favorite.
Yeah,
because you get a really good, hefty, very filling sandwich, a potato pancake.
Yes,
and then they've got all kinds. It's a cafeteria style, so you just slide your tray down the counter and pick off of the shelves.
Exactly. And I said actually it's on my top 17 list. I said that's actually the best corned beef experience in Chicago, because especially if Gino Gambarota, who is the deli man, the slicer man, is behind the counter. He calls himself a social worker because he will chat your ear off. And Dan Raskin, who is the young fourth generation owner and operator, says he kind of wishes maybe he didn't do that, because the more he talks, the more corned beef he'll give you. And so Dan, though, gave me the tip, which I didn't realize, is that he always asks for it really fatty. So if you get the combination of Gino behind the counter, ask for it super fatty, that is probably the best experience in Chicago.
Well, also, he puts on quite a show while he's there with the giant piece of brisket on the slicer. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing he doesn't cut a finger off, because he's chatting and talking and tossing and got a million things going on. But as you say, it is the experience of being in this cafeteria line with these South Loop workers who look like they've been coming there for decades to get their corned beef sandwiches in the afternoon or their amazing other cafeteria food that they have, which is also pretty good there.
Yeah, and it's a total cross-cultural experience. Gino, who's Italian, Dan's family, who's Jewish-American, and then you get me, who's Chinese-American, walk in, and, you know, African-American workers who are coming. It's a really amazing, wonderful experience there. And cross my fingers. Okay, I'm knocking on my head, knock on wood. Gino's been there 36 years. He's not going to cut himself. No way.
I know. He never had. Absolutely. Right. I love all those ethnicities that you list in there to go in and get a corned beef, an Irish corned beef and cabbage sandwich. It is so symbolic of what Chicago is.
Yep.
Quick break. We'll come right back and talk more about the best corned beef in Chicago next. WGN on the WGN TV morning. Morning News, talking with Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o. She's one of the stars of the new Jordan Peele, a really scary movie, Us. Tell you more about that, and we'll share our conversation with Lupita tomorrow morning on WGN-TV. And Louisa Cho is here this morning. She put together a list of the best corned beef sandwiches in the Chicago area. And let's hit the list big time here. Do you have a number? Is there a number one? Because you sort of have it like, mm-hmm. this one's good for for this kind of thing, and that mm-hmm. one is good for that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's why I had, editors, they love their rank lists, right? So I had to call a number one. And so I named the number one corned beef sandwich at Boof House, which is a restaurant. It's kind of known for more of being like a steak restaurant. And they have, for lunch only weekdays, a really amazing Reuben. And it was totally unlike any of the other corned beef sandwiches that we typically see, like the piled mile high, kind of what you're talking about in New York. It is a really thick but incredibly soft piece of potato bread, and they grill it so it's golden on the outside, super soft. And the meat quality there is just almost not fair. How good it is. You can actually buy the corned beef if they have some left over. Sometimes they have a tiny little meat counter in the front of this restaurant, which is like, it's French and German Alsatian influenced. So it's almost kind of not fair, but that's just, you got to call it. You got to call how
that's
it is.
That's so interesting, isn't it, that corned beef that you think of as a food whose origins are Jewish,
right?
And somehow have become adopted and adapted for Irish. Although if you go to Ireland, you'd be hard pressed to find a corned beef sandwich there. They're not signature like they are here,
right?
But so many other ethnicities have picked up on it.
Yeah,
I guess maybe it's because, like so many ethnicities that lived in poverty for such a long time, mm-hmm. that they had to pick these cheaper cuts of meat, corned beef, mm-hmm. and adopt them to their own ethnicity.
Yeah, totally. And corned beef, actually, getting into food nerdism a little bit, corned beef goes even way back to the time where it wasn't necessarily even beef. Corned meat was a form of preservation with salt. It goes back to some of the earliest times of preserving, again, some of the less desirable parts of meat. And so it became most popular here with the Jewish American culture, and then it's more of an Irish American thing, as you were saying, which is kind of similar to the bacon that you'll see in Ireland, which is right. different than the fatty bacon that we have here.
Yeah.
So it is this
more
really,
of a ham that we might think as ham.
Totally.
What they call bacon in Ireland. Yeah.
Exactly.
The number two on your list is an Uncle Rube sandwich at Steingold's. Another great Reuben sandwich.
It's an amazing Reuben sandwich. The bread again is It's grilled, so it's nice and crunchy, and you go through, and I gotta say, I almost needed like some sort of mini drone to go around that sandwich, because even though you couldn't see.
That's very graphic. I love that.
Because the front view shows beautiful layers of all of their house-made elements so perfectly, but in the back, it's like overflowing with this like fatty, rippled edge meat.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, it's almost, like I said, not fair, because it was so good. And you can't quite get, I needed like a 3D camera or something next time, so you can see all around.
To really analyze it all. Yeah.
Completely. Yeah, exactly.
With the cabbage or sauerkraut and maybe Thousand Island dressing like that.
Yeah. At Steingold's, they actually use Russian dressing and Swiss cheese. So there's kind of, purists who decide whether or not they want for Reuben, like either Russian or Thousand Island. So there's a variety there in the list, too, so people use Thousand Island or Russian.
And at number three on the list, Harrington's Catering and Deli. Tell us about that.
So Harrington's is Irish American, and so Ken Harrington, who's third generation, his grandfather actually started out as I think he said a jeweler, and then decided to get into the Irish American restaurant business.
These diamonds are so difficult to work with. I'd rather work with corned beef.
If you can choose, it's pretty amazing. So his grandfather started doing it in the Logan Square neighborhood, and then they moved out to Jefferson Park. They do all of the big Irish American corned beef and cabbage catered dinners, and so the little deli that you go out to on Milwaukee Avenue in a strip mall, Harrington's, the plaza, the strip mall,
okay.
It's amazing. The sandwich doesn't look like much. I gotta say when you get it, it looks, it's kind of like regular size brown pumpernickel, and then you cut into it, you bite into it, and it's like these super chunky, soft layers of corned beef, super fattening. They do their own in-house brand. You can also buy it at the Jewel, and so it's actually, for the price, you get two sandwiches, and it's amazing. And so Nikki, who made my sandwich, she's been making them for 19 years there, so she's got it down pat. So they've got the classic corned beef as well as the Reuben style, too. So it's terrific.
Okay, that's Harrington's Catering and Deli. Somebody texted in and said, we repeat the number one joint again. It's a Boof House, right?
Right, a Boof House.
Boof House.
Right, yeah.
Boof House. And where's that located?
It is on Western Avenue, and it is... I gotta warn everyone. So the address is 1012 Northwestern Avenue.
Okay.
And it's only for lunch, but they do have it every day that they're open for lunch. It's a regular item on the menu, not just the St. Patrick's Day special.
We talked about the full list is up at chicagotribune.com, and we'll put it up on our page also, so you can take a look at it. But just a shout out, Kaufman's Bagel and Deli.
Yeah.
Is you know, infamous for right. for decades of delicious sandwiches,
for sure. And Kaufman's is one of the places where you can order the leanness that you want. So they've actually got it, so you can order it with the deckel, which is the fattiest, all the way to lean. So there's four different types of fattiness to leanness. So, you know, for people who want kind of like, you know, if the people, you know, we're talking about, ask about the flat or the point, the flats are typically a little bit leaner, the points are a little bit of the fattier side. So at Kaufman's, you actually can get four different levels of leanness to fattiness. They got you covered there.
Yeah.
And the good thing is that the fattiest is the cheapest one.
It's pretty delicious, is all,
yeah,
I know. Chief O'Neill's Pub and Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Makes a great sandwich. The Onion Roll Restaurant and Deli. JB's Deli, Schmaltz Deli, among them on the list. You can take a look at chicagotribune.com. We'll put it up on our page, WGNradio.com. Louisa Chu, thank you so much. This was a great list. I hope you can come back and visit with us sometime.
Thank you so much, Dean.